100-year life. It's not so ridiculous or outrageous these days because we have much greater longevity. I'm Pauline Field, and this is today's episode of Wit, Wisdom, and Wrinkles. So, if you think you might live to 100 years old, or even more than 100, what are you going to do about it? You know, when we think about, okay, if we're 60, 65, 70, that we've lived a good long life. Yeah, we have. But what if you get to live all those extra years? Of course, I say what if because none of us know. We don't know what tomorrow brings, let alone 20 years from now. But I want to just look at what that means, really, because there are so many more people who are living to 100 years or more. So why not plan for it? And one of the ways we can plan for it is by looking at our life differently as far as the stages of our life. We used to think that in our early 60s, maybe by 65 at the latest, we were going to kind of put ourselves out to pasture, or else our job would put us out to pasture. And that was it. We'd sit around, play games, maybe play some golf or tennis, and that's it. Well, not these days. We've still got plenty of energy, vitality, vibrancy. So we can look at the years from, say, 60 or 65 on differently. So, what if you look at, all right, let's say I was to retire from the job that I have or the career that I have when I'm 65. Maybe there's another career that you would love to take on. Maybe that involves some more education, another certificate or a degree, or just some classes. So you spend a year, 2 years getting that. Then you start maybe at the bottom and learn your new career. How exciting! It's like being 20 again, only you've got a lot of wisdom to go with it. And you can spend 20 more years doing your second career, or maybe it's your third or fourth, but whatever, your next career. Or maybe you said, no. What I want to do is I want to give myself a reward. So I'm going to take 5 years to do exactly what I want, which is nothing that looks like work. I want to travel. I want to up my golf game. I want to learn how to play pickleball and so on. Great. And then in that 5 years, you can be thinking about what's next. Because if you retire at 65, you take those 5 years, now you're 70. Still got 30 years to go. Well, what's it going to be? One of the keys is to stay flexible and to be resilient. I've talked about all the things that we need to do as we retire. Stay fit and healthy, eat nutritionally, get enough sleep, and perhaps most importantly, engage with others. And of course, exercise and movement of our body. But it's really the overall attitude of, yeah, I'm going to live till I'm 100 years old. So let's take care of everything. Your physical body, your mental and emotional self, and keep those social circles going. And when you get to choose all these things, the time off, the new career, the new hobby that you've always wanted to do, then it's more joyful because there's no should about it. As we're going through our 30s, 40s, and 50s, there's really a degree of should. I should be responsible. I should make enough money so I can retire. I should take care of the kids. I should, you name it. There's lots of shoulds. But by the time we're 65, no. Now we get to choose, truly choose, and say, what's ideal for me now? So I hope this has given you some food for thought, and that you're going to do something about that. Maybe it'll be something different. I hope that you will include laughter today, because that'll help you reach 100. And I look forward to seeing you back in tomorrow.